I'm Mike Breen, a public awareness officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking to Doug Nischka, who is the director of the Institute for Mathematics Applied to Geosciences, acronym IMAGE, with the National Center for Atmospheric Research. And Doug, you're doing now a lot of statistics, and how do statistics relate to climate or climate change?
Well, at a basic level, climate actually is a statistic. I mean, it's often a very simple one. I mean, if you talk about the climate for a particular area, a working definition is really just a 30-year average of the weather statistics that you collect. So right away there, we're talking about an average value to describe climate in a location. And then, of course, you can ask questions about, well, what's the variability about that average value? If we're talking about rare events, what's the probability of a rare event and how large is it? So right away, you're interested in probability distribution. There's another aspect of climate that's also quite important, and it has to do with when you're actually looking at climate data or looking at climate models, trying to understand the scientific uncertainty in them. And the way to quantify that is also with statistics, although that's a very different kind of uncertainty than say, simply talking about variability of the natural process.
And some of your current research does involve the uncertainty with the various climate models and predictions.
That's right. That's right. Would you like me to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah.
Here's a very practical problem. There are these geophysical modeling groups at different places in the world, and their mission is to try to model the Earth's climate system, which not only involves the atmosphere, but it also involves the ocean and the ice and land. And so these people come up with a fairly large model that runs on supercomputers. It involves, you know, maybe a million lines of code. And they come up with a simulation of climate, say, for the future. Let's suppose we have 20 of these different modeling groups, and their models all produce some kind of prediction for future climate. And the issue is that you can probably guess they're not all going to be the same. And the question is okay, these models disagree. What does that tell us about the uncertainty of the predictions? And it's a difficult problem because now each of the samples or our data points, if you will, are one of these huge climate models that's supplied by a group. So one of the interesting problems that we're working on currently is how do you take these different model outputs and combine them and make some kind of synthesis of them that would give someone an idea of what the actual uncertainty is.
A naive thing to do would be, like you might say, just take the average and divide by the number that you have. But some models will be much better than others, have much better predictions, and so that isn't a good approach.
Exactly. And the way we would work as statisticians is we would say, okay, so if you simply want to take the straight average, and by the way, that's what's done in the latest UN World Meteorological Association assessment report on climate, that they were partly due to give sort of an even treatment of all the models. They simply averaged them. If you do a straight average, what you're basically assuming is that they all carry equal weight. They all have the same uncertainty. They're all equally representative of some superpopulation of models. And that's a hard assumption to swallow. The way we've been weighting them is there's sort of two different approaches there, and sort of the way we've set up the statistics is to combine them. One is to compare how well the models do to current climate and essentially weight them on how well they actually reproduce what we've seen. The other way to weight them is to sort of expect that there should be some consensus among the models, and a model that gives a future projection that is very different than the consensus should also be downweighted. As you might guess, that second kind of criteria is very controversial among sort of people that do this. But that's the kind of approaches that we're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Boy, this is a huge subject, you know, the uncertainty in these models, and we could probably talk about it for an hour. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time, but is there something, you know, you'd like to add that you'd like people who are listening to this really to know about the climate and uncertainty and statistics?
Well, let's see. One important part of this is that a lot of the current focus or maybe what people hear about climate change is at a global scale, and that's because really the accuracy of these models or their reliability it is really best when you're looking at global temperatures or averages over very large regions. What we're trying to work on is to try to come up with ideas of how the climate might change at a much more local level, and because that's really what people need to know. There, I think it's probably clear that the statistics is even going to be more important because we have much more uncertainty about how these models actually simulate a small area. The other interesting aspect of that is that when you start looking at regional scales, or you ask a question, you know, how will my city be affected? This is now working with what we call in statistics spatial data. And so instead of now just a single temperature, we actually have a whole surface of temperatures that say represent the climate surface across a region. And that sort of provides more a more difficult statistics problem, but it's also a lot more interesting because of the sort of the richness of that object.
Well, Doug, thank you very much. That's Doug Nischka, who's at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Doug, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.